Welcome to the Deep Dive. I'm Chris Reddy.
And I'm Sam Chandler.
Today, we're embarking on quite a fascinating deep dive into Newsmax for August 2025.
Right. And our mission, as always, is really to sift through the insights, the facts, the perspectives presented in this publication.
Yeah, we want to distill what seems most important, connect some dots,
and help you, our listener, understand the significant trends and, well, the implications presented in this month's Newsmax.
And it's quite a collection. We've got articles covering, I mean, everything from politics and economics
to health, technology, social issues, you name it.
It really is a snapshot of the concerns and conversations happening right now, August 2025, but seen, you know, entirely through the lens of this particular publication.
Exactly. So let's unpack this.
Okay, so starting with the political landscape, the cover story seems to be President Trump's foreign policy move in Iran.
That's right. Newsmax leads with this piece, The MAGA Coalition Under Pressure. It digs into the fallout from President Trump bombing Iran's nuclear facilities back in June.
And Newsmax suggests this action. Well, it tested his base, but also maybe solidified it.
Kind of, yeah. They say it exposed what they call a simmering rift right within the MAGA base itself.
And it's interesting how they define that base, not just one group, right?
No, not at all. They describe it as this blend of libertarians, populists, conservatives, and even, you know, bits of the mainstream establishment GOP.
So inherently, there's tension there, especially with something high stakes like military action.
Absolutely. And the article quotes Trump before the bombing saying, "I was the hunted and now I'm the hunter."
Powerful rhetoric.
But then afterwards, Newsmax really emphasizes his stated objective. Promoting peace, not regime change.
He's quoted saying, regime change brings chaos.
Yeah, regime change takes chaos, and ideally, we don't want to see so much chaos. That's the quote Newsmax uses.
Right.
And they bring in Fred Flights, former National Security Council chief of staff under Trump, who apparently confirms this view.
Saying Trump avoids nation building.
Exactly. Uses military force, according to Flights and Newsmax, only when it's directly in the national interest. Newsmax presents this distinction as really key to understanding his strategy here.
So within that MAGA coalition, you had different reactions then?
Oh, definitely. Very vocal, very different views. On one side, Newsmax points to people like Mark Levin, Senator Lindsey Graham, Clay Travis.
The ones urging him to bomb Iran.
Right. Publicly pushing for it, wanting a decisive end to Iran's nuclear program.
And the other side?
Well, Newsmax highlights what it calls the anti-interventionist or neo-isolationist wing.
Figures like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, and they note his stance on Israel and Iran has shifted quite a bit, admiring Putin now, calling to block aid to Israel.
Wow. And didn't that cause some friction?
It did.
Yeah.
Newsmax details this sharp exchange where Senator Ted Cruz apparently accused Carlson of bordering on anti-Semitism for that stance.
Over aid to Israel?
Yeah, after Carlson asked Cruz this question about, like, how many people actually live in Iran? Quite a moment, as Newsmax describes it.
That is a big shift for Carlson.
Yeah.
Newsmax says he used to strongly back Israel.
That's what the publication notes, yeah. And this non-interventionist group also includes Steve Bannon, former Rep. Matt Gaetz, Charlie Kirk.
And what was Gaetz's argument, according to Newsmax?
Basically, focus on the big picture. Trust Trump to keep America out of forever wars. He even warned, Newsmax says, that another Middle East war could demoralize younger voters.
So real ideological tension there on foreign policy.
Definitely. And the criticism even came from within Congress, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. Newsmax mentions her. What does she say?
She publicly claimed Trump acted to please the warmongers and neocon TV personalities that Maggie hates. Strong words.
That must have drawn a reaction.
A sharp rebuke, according to Newsmax, from former Rep. Peter King. He apparently accused Greene of a shameful betrayal and forming an unholy anti-Trump alliance with figures like AOC and Bernie Sanders.
Wow. So Newsmax presents this as showing, like, deep fissures in the base.
It seems that way initially, yeah. But then Newsmax pivots to the polling data.
And what did that show?
Well, an NBC poll after the bombing, reported by Newsmax, found 84% of MAGA voters backed the strikes, and 72% of traditional Republicans, too.
84%. So the anti-interventionist wing.
Newsmax concludes it was paper thin in terms of actual broad support within the base.
Huh. Any other data?
Yeah. A Gray House survey of Trump voters cited by Newsmax found 90% were unshaken in their support for Trump overall. 76% strongly supported the strikes. 14% somewhat supported.
90%.
So Newsmax basically asserts that despite all the media talk of a split, MAGA unity appears as rock solid as ever.
Why do they think that is? What held it together?
Newsmax points to two things: Trump quickly rejecting the idea of regime change, and the clear U.S. military advantage shown, which meant no ground troops were needed.
And the ceasefire helped, too.
Absolutely. The Israel-Iran ceasefire, which Newsmax credits Trump's non-escalation for facilitating, is called a game changer in the article.
So the challenge now is keeping that diverse coalition together.
Exactly. Through the 2026 midterms, Newsmax quotes Ken Blackwell, former Ohio Secretary of State, asking, "The art form here is, can he master the fusion?" That seems to be the key question posed.
Okay, let's shift to the economic side. The publisher, Christopher Ruddy, had a column.
Right, titled Trump's Beyond Audacious Victories. He positions the Iran strike as this huge international win,
saying Iran's nuclear missions are in ruins.
Lay in ruins. Facilities reduced to rubble. That's the language Newsmax uses. It even reports Trump sent B-2 bombers after Israel apparently hesitated. Really emphasizes the decisive U.S. action.
And it wasn't just Iran in that column.
Now, Ruddy also credits Trump's discreet diplomacy with stopping a potential nuclear standoff between India and Pakistan.
To the point of a Nobel nomination.
Reportedly, yeah.
Yeah.
Newsmax says Pakistan nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize because of it. The column paints Trump as very active, very impactful globally.
And domestically, the big thing seems to be this OBB Act.
Yeah, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Newsmax is calling it the most transformative tax and spending bill in U.S. history. Pretty bold claim.
What's in it, according to Newsmax?
Well, sweeping stuff. Making Trump's first-term tax cuts permanent is a big one. Big increases in defense spending, more money for border security.
What about Medicare and Medicaid?
Changes there, too, though the White House, Newsmax reports, insists they aren't reductions. Plus, $12.5 billion to modernize air traffic control.
And the economic forecasts Newsmax presents.
Audacious, like the title. They're projecting GDP growth between 4.6% and 4.9%, and an overall reduced deficit.
Wow. Who's making these projections?
Newsmax highlights what it calls pro-Trump gurus. Stephen Moore from Unleash Prosperity, a former Trump advisor, is quoted quite a bit.
What does he say?
He argues the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, really underestimated the positive impact of the 2017 tax cuts by like $1.5 trillion. So he suggests they've whiffed again on predicting the OBBB's potential.
Setting up a narrative that this bill will outperform mainstream forecasts.
Exactly. And Moore highlights these hidden gems in the bill that Newsmax positions as key drivers.
Like what?
Okay, first, tax breaks for small business, making the 20% tax exclusion permanent, allowing immediate write-offs for equipment. Newsmax predicts a surge in small business activity, growth, expansion.
Makes sense. What else?
There's a bonus tax deduction for seniors, up to $12,000 for married couples if both qualify, or for those over 65 with income under 250K.
That sounds like it would help with inflation.
That's the idea Newsmax pushes. Relief for seniors on fixed incomes hit by inflation, plus more disposable income floating around the economy.
Okay, what's next on the list?
The bill also means an end to Joe Biden's EV mandates. Specifically, the $7,500 tax credit for buying an EV ends next month. And instead, there are tax breaks for regular auto loans.
So the expected impact is less push for EVs.
Newsmax suggests market pressure will force the auto industry to follow consumer wishes more closely, maybe boosting overall car demand.
Interesting. Healthcare. Anything there?
Yeah, stronger health savings accounts, HSAs, expanding access and flexibility. Telehealth and direct primary care become eligible, plus bronze and catastrophic ACA plans.
So more people can use HSAs for more things.
That's the goal framed by Newsmax, giving millions more Americans access and control over their health dollars. Avik Roy from the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity is cited, calling it an important expansion.
Got it. What about regulations, IRS?
Uh-huh. Restrictions on IRS meddling. This cancels that rule making PayPal and Venmo report transactions over $600.
People didn't like that rule.
No. Stephen Moore is quoted quite strongly by Newsmax here, calling the IRS by far the most abusive agency of government. This measure, Newsmax claims, stops financial firms being government watchdogs and protects private data.
Okay. Any direct help for families?
Yep. Boosting the child tax credit. It jumps from $2,000 in the 2017 law to $2,200. And importantly, it gets indexed to inflation starting in 2026.
So it keeps its value over time.
Right. Newsmax expects this to give parents budgetary relief and, again, boost consumer spending.
And finally, federal lands.
Big changes there. Federal lands open for business. Newsmax describes it as allowing unprecedented exploration and development. Oil, gas, timber.
Some specifics.
It releases over 7 million acres for timber sales, reduces royalties, mandates 30 Gulf of Mexico lease sales a year, opens up access in Alaska, repeals Biden-era restrictions.
That's like a major shift. Drill, baby, drill, essentially.
That's exactly the phrase Newsmax uses. The stated aim is a renewed natural resource flow to boost U.S. energy production and lower costs.
And beyond the specific points, something about Trump accounts.
Yeah, a new kind of retirement savings account for kids. The idea, according to Newsmax, is to foster a new investor class. They predict it will reshape wealth distribution by encouraging early investment.
So, politically, this OBB Act, how does Newsmax see its impact?
As drawing clear battle lines for the 2026 midterms, the fact that zero Democrats voted for it is highlighted.
And midterms are usually tough for the president's party, right?
Exactly. Newsmax brings up the history. The president's party usually loses House seats, average of 25 post-WWII, and Senate seats, average of 4.
So holding Congress is crucial for Trump.
Very crucial, as Newsmax frames it, especially with what they see as the potential threat of impeachment if Democrats retake the House. And turnout drops in midterms, so party unity and passion are key.
Makes sense. Okay, let's switch gears to supersonic flight.
Yeah, America plans supersonic future. Newsmax reports President Trump issued an executive order in June, basically giving supersonic flight the green light.
What about the noise, the sonic booms? Wasn't that the Concorde's big problem?
It was. But the FAA is now tasked with defining acceptable noise levels. And Blake Skoll, CEO of Boom Supersonic.
They're building a supersonic jet.
Could be the first U.S.-made one. He tells Newsmax the sonic boom fear is an overblown dread, compares the wave to a boat's wake intensity, depends on distance.
And they've tested this.
Their XB-1 test plane apparently broke the sound barrier over the Mojave Desert without a sonic boom reaching the ground. Used a technique called Mach cutoff.
How does that work?
It basically manipulates the sonic wave to bend away from Earth before it hits. Pretty clever stuff.
So what's next for Boom?
Newsmax says they've retired the XB-1 test plane and are focused on their commercial jet, the Overture. 64 to 80 passengers.
Any buyers yet?
Oh, yeah. United and American Airlines have apparently placed 130 orders already.
Wow.
And Skoll tells Newsmax he thinks smaller companies like his are better at introducing new tech than, say, Lockheed or Boeing. Right. He welcomes the competition Trump's order might spur.
So Newsmax sees this as a new golden age for aerospace.
Pretty much. Faster travel, overcoming past hurdles.
Okay. Another area of policy shift mentioned is the EPA.
Right. Trump's EPA rolls back $63 billion Biden fiasco, is the headline Newsmax uses. Lee Zeldin, the administrator, former Republican congressman.
He's rolling back Biden-era policies.
Actively engaged in it, according to Newsmax. Yeah. Rolling back what they call excesses and abuses.
And how does Newsmax characterize the EPA under Biden?
Very strongly. They claim it was hijacked. Became a funnel for billions of dollars to radical minority activist organizations and NGOs under an environmental justice mission.
Billions. More than usual.
Way more. Travis Hoyles, an EPA official quoted by Newsmax, points to $63 billion through the Inflation Reduction Act. The EPA's usual budget is around $10 billion. He calls it a dramatic expansion, going well beyond what we are authorized to do.
Any specific examples of the spending?
Diana Furcht-Gott-Roth from the Heritage Foundation is cited by Newsmax. She claims some money went to migrants in Chicago and that environmental justice grants mainly just bought a few refrigerators with the rest kept by the NGOs. Strong allegations.
So what is Zeldin doing now, according to Newsmax?
Well, Newsmax mentions a March list of 31 actions aimed at ending the green new scam, as they put it, returning the EPA to its core mission, protecting air, land, water, and ending regulations. Newsmax claims hurt energy development.
Specific rollbacks mentioned.
A big one is ending California's ban on gas-powered cars after 2035. 11 other states had adopted it. Congress passed a resolution. Trump signed it in June.
Is California fighting it?
Oh, yeah. Governor Newsom went straight to court, Newsmax reports.
Anything else? Energy related?
The EPA is also rolling back incentives for wind and solar, favoring gas and coal. Furcht-Gott-Roth argues, according to Newsmax, that wind and solar need gas back up anyway, making gas plants cheaper for consistent power.
And the goal of all this?
Lower, more affordable energy prices, according to Newsmax.
Got it. The publication also mentions Biden holdovers.
Yeah, Biden holdovers digging in. Just points out that Biden made some key appointments during his lame duck period.
Meaning Trump has to fight to remove them.
Exactly. Newsmax gives the example of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. He apparently reiterated plans to wait and learn more about tariffs' impact on inflation before cutting interest rates.
Directly contradicting Trump's demands.
That's how Newsmax frames it, yeah. Ignoring Trump's calls for immediate deep rate cuts. It highlights that ongoing challenge presidents face with officials from previous administrations.
Right, that makes sense. Going back to Trump's communication style.
Oh, yeah, the Beyond Audacious Victories piece touched on that, too. How he communicates directly with the press.
By answering his cell phone.
Apparently, yes. Newsmax lists reporters like Jonathan Carl, Kristen Welker, Steve Holland, even Barack Rabid and Sean Hannity getting immediate interviews this way.
Even quick quotes.
Yeah, mentions him giving Josh Dawsey at the Wall Street Journal a 38-second quote the very next day.
Newsmax sees this as a paradox, like, given his fake news rhetoric.
Exactly. The guy who popularized fake news is also, in their view, incredibly accessible.
What's the White House rationale, according to Newsmax?
Stephen Chung, the communications director, tells Newsmax the American people are better served because President Trump engages with the press on a daily basis.
So Newsmax leaves it open. Is this unprecedented transparency or a smart media strategy?
Yeah, it suggests it could be both. Really interesting dynamic presented there for you, the listener, to ponder.
Okay, let's look at a specific race. Kentucky Senate, replacing McConnell.
Right. Newsmax profiles Daniel Cameron. He's 39, former judge clerk, McConnell staffer, even played football at Louisville.
But he's trying not to be seen as a McConnell clone.
That's what Newsmax emphasizes. Cameron insists, I'm my own man. Big difference highlighted. Unlike McConnell, Cameron says he wouldn't help Democrats block Trump's cabinet picks.
And his stance on law enforcement.
Newsmax notes he took heat for justifying officers' actions in a controversial case, but he framed it as, I was the person who was standing up for our law enforcement community.
And his loyalty to Trump seemed central.
Absolutely, according to Newsmax. He claims he was the only statewide elected officeholder in 2023 who was open in my public support for President Trump. Newsmax notes he stood by Trump during the sham trials in New York.
And his agenda aligns with Trump's.
Completely, as Newsmax presents it. Energy independence, immigration policies, secure border to stop deadly poison. He wants a Senate willing to fight for the president's America First agenda.
He also mentioned personal motivation.
Yeah, tells Newsmax he wants to raise two godly boys in a society that is trying to break down boys and make them into something they're not.
Does he face a tough primary?
Newsmax says it's competitive. Rep. Andy Barr, a wealthy businessman. Others are in the mix. But Cameron's message to Trump, Newsmax notes, echoes Trump's slogan, fight, fight, fight.
So his election could really shift the Senate further towards MAGI priorities, as Newsmax sees it.
That's the potential implication highlighted, yes.
And speaking of Trump ventures, Trump Mobile.
Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. apparently announced it right on Newsmax TV.
What's the pitch?
Newsmax positions it as a low-cost, high-value alternative. $47.45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and free calls to 100 international areas.
Any extras?
Includes telemedicine and roadside assistance, which Newsmax points out are usually sold separately.
Interesting. So a new player targeting a specific demographic aligned with the Trump brand.
Seems like it. Adds another choice to the mobile market.
Okay. Moving on to domestic issues.
Yeah.
Newsmax has a piece about property owners versus bureaucrats.
Yeah, property owners harassed by heavy-handed bureaucrats. The core argument Newsmax presents is that zoning laws across the country are trampling on the constitutional rights of property owners.
Who do they blame for this?
Austin Wysonin, an attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, is quoted by Newsmax blaming greed, personal agendas, and a lack of regulation of the regulators. He basically says officials count on people not fighting back.
Newsmax gives examples.
Oh, yeah. Pretty striking ones. In Maine, Wiscasset, code enforcement reportedly evicted people living in campers on their own land in winter. Cited life-saving reasons, but Newsmax says there was no specific ordinance against it, and campers weren't even defined as dwellings. Fines up to $100 a day threatened.
Wow. Any others?
Lantana, Florida. $165,000 in fines because someone's car tires sometimes touch the grass on their lawn.
Yeah.
That's what Newsmax reports. And in Pasco County, Florida, the sheriff's department apparently admitted using trumped-up zoning violations just to harass residents they didn't like.
So Newsmax uses these anecdotes to show a pattern of overreach.
Exactly. And they connect it to broader issues. The economic impact, for instance.
How so?
Robert Wessels, a Maine GOP gubernatorial candidate, is quoted saying, local permitting adds maybe 20% to building costs, fueling the affordable housing crisis.
That's significant.
And Newsmax notes about 1 million Americans live full-time in RVs now. From a libertarian viewpoint, cited groups argue zoning often forces people into expensive houses just to boost town revenue.
And enforcement itself is costly.
Yeah, Newsmax points out San Francisco listed starting pay for an assistant code enforcement job at $128,000. The piece concludes by framing this as a growing conflict between property rights and government overreach, affecting affordability and freedom.
Okay. Next up, cell phone bans in schools. That's becoming more common.
Newsmax reports it's a trend, yeah. At least 30 states, including big ones like California, Florida, Texas, have adopted statewide bans. Mostly after Trump's election, Newsmax notes Missouri, too.
But Newsmax presents arguments against the bans as well.
It does. Quotes one teacher saying the real problem is a deeper disconnection between teachers and students, not the phones themselves.
And the irony, phones being used to record misconduct.
Exactly. Newsmax highlights that paradox. Students use phones to record alleged teacher issues, the videos go viral, but then the students get suspended for privacy violations.
Newsmax gives examples of that.
Two specific ones. Florida, Lake Brantley High, biology teacher allegedly recorded screaming Trump was Hitler, would deport non-whites. Student suspended for privacy violation?
Yeah, and the other.
Missouri Glendale High, geometry teacher reportedly used the N-word in class. The 15-year-old student who turned over the video got suspended for 3 days.
So Newsmax uses these to raise questions about student rights, accountability, technology, political polarization in schools.
Precisely. Frames it as a complex debate with significant implications.
Now, this next one seems counterintuitive. Native Americans like sports mascots.
Yeah, that's the headline and the core argument Newsmax presents. It asserts that most Native Americans don't mind team names like Redskins or mascots with war bonnets, and Newsmax claims they actually want liberals to stop trying to ban them.
Who's making this argument in the article?
Primarily the Native American Guardians Association. Newsmax quotes Chief Walt Red Hog Brown III, a board member, saying about the ban advocates, "They do not speak for us." He argues, according to the report, that bias and prejudice are driving the bans and negating Native history.
And this led to legal action.
Yes. Newsmax details that the Trump administration filed a discrimination lawsuit against New York State for banning indigenous names mascots in public schools. Nagier spearheaded it.
Because New York ordered schools to drop names like chiefs.
Exactly. Massapequa School District and others challenged the order. A federal judge, Margot Brody, an Obama appointee, reportedly rejected their First Amendment claim.
Saying the cost didn't outweigh preventing discrimination.
Essentially, yes. Ruling that the public interest in furthering a discrimination and harassment-free learning environment was paramount. Newsmax says that ruling is under appeal.
But the Trump administration's OCR stepped in.
Right. Headed by Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Newsmax reports the Office of Civil Rights alleges New York is violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act.
Issuing an ultimatum.
Yeah. End the ban or face DOJ prosecution. And apologize to tribes, acknowledge discrimination. McMahon is quoted by Newsmax saying, New York's Board of Regents abandon all common sense.
And she pointed out a perceived double standard.
Yes, Newsmax highlights her noting New York didn't seem to mind other ethnic names like the Dutchmen or Huguenots.
Has Nagy endorsed any pro teams with these names?
Newsmax says they have, nationally. The Chiefs, the Indians, the Blackhawks, the Warriors teams that have all faced pressure. And they're fighting other efforts, like changing the Atlanta Braves name to honor firefighters.
Is their polling data cited?
Newsmax cites a national poll by Nagy itself, claiming 90% of Native Americans support teams with traditional tribal names.
And Nagy blames cancel culture.
Explicitly, yes. Their report, exposing the scheme, mentioned by Newsmax, blames cancel culture for a fake narrative that Native Americans are offended. Newsmax extends this criticism to other brands like Land O'Lakes Butter and Mutual of Omaha Insurance for removing Native American imagery.
So Newsmax presents this as a complex cultural fight where perspectives within the Native American community differ from common narratives.
Exactly. Highlighting nuances in identity politics.
Okay, shifting topics again. Abortions. Newsmax says they're up since the Dobbs decision.
That's the surprising statistic reported in the piece, Abortions Up 3 years after Dobbs. Despite Dobbs returning regulation to the states, Newsmax reports an overall increase in the number of terminated pregnancies.
Primarily due to the abortion pill.
That's what Newsmax notes, yeah. Through the abortion pill. Katie Brown Zavios from the American Life League tells Newsmax, it definitely is not the win we had hoped it would be.
How many states have bans now?
Newsmax says 12 enforced total bans, 6 ban around 6 weeks. But Planned Parenthood reportedly performed a record 402,230 abortions in 2023.
And that doesn't include the pills.
Right. Newsmax points out that number excludes mifepristone abortions. So the publication suggests a complex post-Dobbs landscape where pill accessibility might be offsetting state bans.
Interesting. Let's talk about DEI programs. Newsmax covers a nonprofit campaigning against them.
Yes. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, or FAIR, founded in 2021. Newsmax is clear they are not left-wing.
Who are their members, according to the article?
Quite a mix, Newsmax details. Hollywood actors who claim they were black listed for not being woke, black educators who say they were called white supremacists for not supporting race-based policies like reparations or quotas.
Newsmax gives anecdotes.
Yes, quite telling ones. An actor, McDonald Lewis, claims she was blacklisted after criticizing men and women's spaces. Says members of the actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, called her a Stalinist for opposing BLM, DEI, transgender awareness. Claims the theater she worked at even brought in background checks to keep people like her out.
Wow. And the educator.
Tabia Lee, a black educator. Newsmax reports she claims she was bullied into quitting her DEI director job at a community college. Why? Because she rejected race-based initiatives and wouldn't use Latinx, allegedly called a white supremacist and accused of white-splaining by faculty just for setting workplace standards.
So Newsmax uses these stories to show the pressure faced by those challenging certain narratives.
It seems so, yeah. Highlighting the personal cost.
Is FAIR taking action?
Yes. Newsmax mentions George Maurer, head of their California chapter, filed a petition challenging a proposed anti-white ethnic studies requirement for college admission and also changing history to herstory in the state college system. Got 2,500 signatures, apparently.
Any lawsuits?
Newsmax reports one filed in October in Washington state against affordable housing and mortgage programs that FAIR claims exclude Caucasian, Japanese, and Jewish Americans based on race. They want the criteria declared unconstitutional.
So FAIR sees itself as pushing back against discrimination.
Yeah, Newsmax says FAIR frames it as pushback against acceptable discrimination that has erased core principles of equality. They criticize divisive identity politics in the arts.
So Newsmax presents this as part of a growing backlash against aspects of DEI and cancel culture.
Exactly. Highlighting a broader societal debate about fairness, inclusion, and identity politics.
Okay. Newsmax also includes reader letters. What kind of sentiments do they show?
A range of frustrations. One titled Useless Judges criticizes judges for, as the author sees it, disrespecting rights and prioritizing rioters, haters, and illegals. Mentions Democrats and rhinos disregarding average Americans. Reflects a sense of judicial bias.
Another one on geriatric care.
Yeah. Geriatric crisis calls the nation's facilities a mess, says government and private sector are asleep at the switch despite the aging population, points to rising costs, low Medicaid reimbursement, proposes more cooperation and innovative for-profit co-ops.
There was one titled Latin Mass, but it wasn't about that.
Right. It pivoted unexpectedly. The author expressed concern about the tearing down of our biomedical community, cites frozen grants, canceling clinical trials for Alzheimer's and cardiovascular health, impacting biomedical professionals, worries about the future of research.
And a very pointed question from another reader.
Yes. Newsmax prints this question. Why are illegal immigrant criminals allowed due process when the January 6, 2021 participants went to prison and never received due process? Clearly highlights a perceived double standard fueling debate on immigration and justice.
Finally, a letter about taxing universities.
Tax ivies, yeah. Argues elite schools like Harvard and Yale should pay taxes, criticizes them for sitting on billions and pumping out entitled activists instead of educated citizens, calls Trump's move to end their sweetheart tax status long overdue, reflects that populist sentiment against perceived elite institutions.
Okay, shifting back to institutions, the Supreme Court. Newsmax says polling challenges the anti-SCOTUS narrative.
Yes, polling blasts hole in anti-SCOTUS narrative. The main finding reported is that the court's rulings on hot-button issues this term actually closely aligned with public opinion despite Democratic opposition.
Based on what data?
Research from Harvard, Stanford, and UT, according to Newsmax. For example, 77% agreed schools should allow religious opt-outs for gender sexuality instruction. 80% agreed states can require age verification for porn sites. 64% agreed states can ban transgender procedures for minors.
But the liberal justices disagreed strongly.
Oh, yeah. Newsmax notes Sotomayor, Jackson, and Kagan decried the rulings. Sotomayor wrote that parental opt-outs would create chaos.
Yet public perception of the court's neutrality is low.
Very low. A Reuters Ipsos poll cited by Newsmax found only 20% believe SCOTUS is politically neutral. Big partisan gap. 67% of Republicans view it favorably, only 26% of Democrats.
Did other rulings also align with public opinion, according to Newsmax?
Yes. Backing Biden admin rules on ghost guns, 75% agreement. Supporting the FDA decision rejecting vape manufacturer applications, 65%
What
agreement.
about unanimous decisions?
Newsmax says 42% were unanimous, slightly down from last term, and only 9% split strictly along ideological lines, six conservatives in the majority. They also note the court didn't rule on birthright citizenship merits, where public opinion was apparently on its side.
So Newsmax uses this data to argue the court isn't just acting partisan against public will.
Seems to be the point, yes. Suggesting a more complex alignment on specific social issues than often portrayed.
Okay, back to schools. Chronic absenteeism is a big problem.
Huge problem, according to Newsmax. Schools set to reopen amid chronic absenteeism, defined as missing 10% or more of the school year.
It spiked during COVID.
Massively, from 13.3% in 2020 to 27.8% in 2022-2023. And Newsmax stresses it's still considerably higher than pre-pandemic rates and not dropping fast enough.
That affects a lot of students.
Nat Malkus from the American Enterprise Institute, cited by Newsmax, says 95% of students are in districts with absentee rates higher than 2019.
And the consequences are serious.
Dire, Newsmax reports. Kids fall behind, dropout rates rise. Chronically absent in early grades means much less likely to read at grade level by third grade, four times more likely not to graduate high school, disengages them from learning, from peers.
Which states have the highest rates, according to Newsmax?
Washington, D.C. is worse at 47%, then Oregon, 44%, Alaska, 43%, New Mexico, 43%. Lowest rates are New Jersey and Idaho, just under 17%.
Are there racial disparities noted?
Yes, significant ones reported by Newsmax. American Indians, 46.1%, and Pacific Islanders, 45.1% highest. Asian students, lowest, 15%. White, 22%. Hispanic, 33%. Black, 37%.
So Newsmax frames this as a major lingering effect of the pandemic, threatening long-term outcomes.
Absolutely. With clear demographic impacts, a major challenge for schools.
Okay, the state of the state section seems like a real mix of issues.
It is. Quick snapshots from around the country. Like in California, a resolution mentioned by Newsmax aims to block calls for a constitutional convention, withdrawing old calls dating back to 1911. Fear of chaos if one is triggered without rules.
And Pennsylvania, something about a Bible holiday.
Yeah, proposing an Aitken Bible holiday to highlight Pennsylvania's role in publishing it and reflect on values like responsibility, justice, compassion. Newsmax presents it as illustrating the role of Christian values in the nation's founding.
The article also mentions women in high office.
Yes, notes seven women leading key federal agencies in Trump's cabinet, Pam Bondi at Justice, Linda McMahon at Education, etc. Also highlights the first two black women in the Senate, Lisa Blunt Rochester and Angela Alsobrooks. Quotes Nancy Brinker calling to honor their legacy with substance and encourage women based on faith, freedom, and family.
Then there's the New York City mayoral race.
Yeah.
That sounds dramatic.
Very dramatic, as Newsmax portrays it. Socialist Zohran Mamdani winning the Democratic primary over former Governor Andrew Cuomo is called a stunner.
Is he expected to win the general election?
Betting markets make him favorite, Newsmax says, given the Dem voter registration advantage, but it's not seen as a sure thing.
Why not? Who else is running?
Cuomo is running as an independent, and Mayor Eric Adams, elected as a Dem but now independent, is credited by Newsmax with reducing crime and attracting moderate and minority business support. Republican Curtis Sliwa likely gets squeezed out, so a potentially fractured race.
What's Mamdani's platform, according to Newsmax?
Very progressive. Higher income taxes, corporate tax up to 11.5%, strengthen sanctuary city status, end IC cooperation, send baby baskets to new parents, protect abortion rights, and arrest Israeli PM Netanyahu if he enters NYC.
Arrest Netanyahu. Wow. Newsmax includes criticism of him.
Oh, yes. Notes he formerly supported defund the police, called NYPD a rogue agency, describes his father as a Palestine-mad Columbia University professor, compares him to London Mayor Sadiq Khan, painting London under Khan very negatively, two-tier policing, fear for Jews women, strikes, environmental gestures seen as pointless.
And the prediction for NYC under Mamdani.
Dire, according to Newsmax's sources. End of New York, at least for years to come, suggests billionaires will flee, small landlords abandon the city, police department shrinks, crime rises.
any specific controversies mentioned?
Newsmax reports he's been repeatedly asked to condemn Globalize the Intifada, which the publication calls a call to arms against Jews, and notes he never does.
But Newsmax also acknowledges his appeal.
Yes, notes he energizes a youth base, appears on TikTok, campaigns in multiple languages, calls him an extremely talented communicator with a fairly standard progressive agenda.
But questions his broader electability.
Right. He won the Dem primary, but turnout was low, and many NYC voters couldn't vote in it but will in November. An early July poll cited shows him with only 39% in a divided general election. Challenges the old idea that winning the NYC Dem primary means you've won the election.
So this whole section really shows the diverse political landscape across the country.
Absolutely, from constitutional debates to urban leadership battles.
All right, let's pivot to health and wellness. Newsmax covers quite a few modern health concerns,
yeah,
starting with microplastics.
Yeah, disturbing stuff. Research reported by Newsmax finds a positive link between high concentrations of microplastics and chronic disease, specifically higher risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke.
And it gets worse. Something about bacteria.
Even more concerning, yeah. Microplastics fuel drug-resistant bacteria. Boston University research, cited by Newsmax, found bacteria exposed to microplastics become resistant to multiple antibiotics.
How does it happen?
The plastics apparently provide a surface for bacteria to cling to and form a biofilm, like a protective shield. Newsmax says the microplastics supercharged these biofilms, making antibiotics unable to penetrate, a potentially huge public health threat highlighted there.
Okay, any good news on the health front? Dementia?
A bit, yeah. Newsmax reports a study in JAMA Geriatric Society linking long-term use of NSAIDs like ibuprofen, naproxen, to a 12% reduced risk of dementia. But short-term use didn't show that benefit.
Interesting. What about cancer risk? Something about infertility.
Yes. A study from Estonia, reported by Newsmax, found infertile men have a nearly 5 times higher risk of hereditary cancers. Studied over 500 men with unexplained infertility, found 1 in 15 carried a cancer-predisposing gene variant, compared to 1 in 64 fertile men.
Wow. And for diabetes risk reduction. Mangoes.
Apparently. Newsmax highlights research where overweight obese adults eating 2 cups of mangoes a day, about 100 calories, showed significant improvement in insulin sensitivity. Simple, enjoyable way to potentially reduce type 2 diabetes risk, according to the researcher cited.
What about e-cigarettes? Still risky.
Newsmax reports they're linked to COPD, based on a large Johns Hopkins analysis. The risk is less than traditional tobacco, Newsmax notes, but they may contain harmful compounds. Also, a possible link to high blood pressure.
And a warning about CT scans.
Yeah, that CT scans may increase cancer risk due to radiation. Linked to lung, breast, other cancers in a JAMA Internal Medicine article cited by Newsmax, the expert quoted says, while they save lives, harms are overlooked, risks are on par with alcohol excess weight, and they're often overused.
Finally, a really modern threat, AI voice scams.
Chilling stuff. AI threat to your safety. Estimated $2.6 billion a year lost to these. Scammers use AI to impersonate ransom victims with highly accurate audio and video.
Newsmax gives an example.
That terrifying one. Jennifer DiStefano got a call, heard her 15-year-old daughter Brianna sobbing, thought she was away skiing. Man demanded $1 million, then $50,000 ransom. Threatened horrible things. It was a scam, but the voice. She said it was unmistakably her voice. The inflection was hers. It was as if she would have cried. Shows how AI can exploit our deepest fears.
Okay, moving to things Newsmax suggests can boost health. Vitamins.
Big focus on that. Vitamins are vital. Newsmax reports 1 in 3 people are at risk of deficiency, according to the journal Nutrients. Blames modern farming stripping nutrients from soil.
So supplements are key.
Dr. David Brownstein, quoted by Newsmax, says supplementation can fix deficiencies, highlights key ones. Vitamin D3, immunity, bones, hair, 42% of U.S. deficient, says Newsmax. B12, nerves, blood cells, energy. Vitamin A, immune system. Newsmax mentions a specific multivitamin, ALPHA3-2, as an example containing these and other nutrients.
Simple dietary tips, too, like bananas for blood pressure.
Yeah, bananas may be key to regulating blood pressure. A new study cited suggests increasing the potassium to sodium ratio is more effective than just cutting sodium. So foods like bananas or broccoli might have a bigger impact.
And mushrooms get a shout out.
They do. Despite being, as Newsmax puts it, unpopular for many, the article highlights their health benefits. Packed with vitamins can reduce cancer risk, lower cholesterol, according to Newsmax. A study linked them to lower rates of mild cognitive impairment.
What about vitamin D?
Good source, Newsmax says, especially white button, portobello, cremini, if they're exposed to sunlight or UV light. Just 15 minutes in the sun for a few slices can apparently provide a good dose. Plus, they're prebiotics for gut health.
Okay, what about sleep? Newsmax addresses why it gets harder with age.
Yes, why sleep gets harder with age. Reports up to 70% of people 65 plus have chronic sleep problems. Dr. Shelby Harris, a sleep psychologist cited by Newsmax, points to reasons like stress, changes in sleep structure, lighter sleep, hormonal changes, more nighttime urination.
And she debunks a myth
that older adults need less sleep. She tells Newsmax that's wrong, advises seeking other medical advice if a doctor says it's normal. Her tips: meditate, limit naps, regular bedtime, see a doctor if problems persist for CBT, sleep study, meds.
There's also something about breathing and sleep.
Yeah, Patrick McCune, author of The Breathing Cure, argues to Newsmax that how we breathe can sabotage sleep, drain energy, accelerate aging. His methods claim to retrain breath to restore deep sleep, address mouth breathing, snoring, apnea, fatigue, anxiety, weight gain, teaches techniques to calm the nervous system, regulate blood pressure, breathe less but better. Newsmax summarizes his approach.
And fixing night vision, tips for that.
Fix your night vision. Newsmax explains the basics rods in the retina detect dim light, why it changes with age, fewer light-sensitive cells, smaller pupils, slower light reaction, chronic conditions.
So what helps, according to Newsmax?
Eating colorful fruits, veg, carotenoids, anthocyanins, vitamin A, carrots, sweet potatoes, zinc, oysters, nuts, omega-3, salmon, wearing sunglasses, trying bilberry, elderberry, WWII pilots supposedly used it. And for severe cases, Newsmax mentions promising gene therapy results for a specific type of inherited blindness.
Newsmax also highlights specific products for health issues, like joints.
Yeah, a breakthrough joint health discovery featuring a product called Limex addresses the 54 million Americans. Newsmax says suffer joint discomfort, claims glucosamine takes too long, introduces Dr. David Brownstein's Limbex.
What's special about it, according to the article?
Contains Apersflex, a Boswellia extract. Newsmax claims it soothes joints in 5 days, offers 78% better relief than popular formulas, says it reduces inflammation, blocks damaging enzymes, lubricates joints, improves blood flow, reduces pain stiffness, connects it to Indian frankincense, a biblical bush, claiming modern findings show it deactivates 400 agony-causing genes.
Okay, prostate relief.
A pill called Prostfix, presented by Newsmax as using an Amish secret for natural solutions. Frequent urination, slow flow. Lists ingredients like zinc, Sernitin flower pollen, pumpkin seed extract. Claims it ends nightly bathroom trips, increases flow. Made in USA, allergen free.
Hair loss solution mentioned.
Renourish. Newsmax makes very bold claims for this one. World's first and only solution that revives dead hair follicles, regrows hair even after years of balding. Prescription-free, drug-free, no side effects, cost-effective alternative to transplants.
How does Newsmax say it works?
Claims it uses technology to prevent hair loss, fill bald spots, renourish thinning hair in 30 days. Says hair loss is mainly stem cells dying. Claims Renourish revives these dead stem cells by reactivating T cells, which command follicles to grow hair, restarting the growth cycle.
And anti-aging skincare.
Restore cream. Newsmax notes people spend $38 on aesthetic procedures. Dr. Al Sears offers Restore using advanced liposome technology, Newsmax says, to deliver nutrients deep into skin. Contains Madonna lily stem cells, vitamin C, guarana, CoQ10, avocado oil. Claims benefits like plumping under ice cheeks, tightening skin, reducing wrinkles, evening tone, moisturizing.
Beyond products, Newsmax offers general wellness tips.
Yeah. 12 ways to boost health. Core message. 80% of chronic diseases are from lifestyle choices. Simple changes matter.
Here's a few examples.
Walk more. 30 melons 3 weeks a week. Breathe slowly. Stimulates vagus nerve. Redress salads. Use olive oil vinegar. Vinegar helps blood sugar. Chill out. Cold water blast after hot shower. Triggers cold shock proteins for brain health check with Dr. First. Make rice nice. Chill cooked white rice to create resistant starch for gut bacteria.
What about lifting weights?
Highly recommended by Newsmax. Lift weights, strength training 20 minutes a week, twice a week optimal, major muscle groups, improves posture, prevents injuries, big impact on health lifespan. Newsmax states over half of Americans over 50 have weak muscles, linked to higher mortality. Machines make it easy and safe.
And dealing with tech's neck.
Address tech's neck. Maintain neutral spine. Avoid slouching. Head feels heavier. Use voice activation. Take breaks. Stretch. Chin tucks. Heat cold. Massage. Chiropractic. Natural muscle relaxers. Denise Austin's tension tamers suggested by Newsmax.
Okay, lifestyle and money management section. Road trips.
5 summer road trips highlighted by Newsmax for late summer. Bear Lake. UTA, Caribbean of the Rockies, Raspberry Days, Stillwater, MN, Birthplace of State, Victorian Homes, Lititz, PA, Oldest Pretzel Bakery, Wilbur Chocolate, Whitefish, MT Near Glacier, NP, Blowing Rock, NC Mountain Escape, Blue Ridge Parkway.
And dealing with heirlooms.
Culling your keepsakes. Newsmax addresses the generation gap. Younger folks often less interested due to space, style, advice. Don't take offense. Gift things while you're alive to lighten your load. Ensure items go to right people. Share their meaning. Let go with open hands and no strings attached.
Tips for getting flight upgrades.
Travel in style for less. Newsmax gives 5 tricks. It boils down to supply and demand. Key is elite status. Mm. Very hard without it, Newsmax says. Timing matters, fly less popular times, day, seasons.
What else?
Stay close to gate upgrades announced there. Check in online early gives flexibility if flight overbooked. And while free upgrades are rarer now, Newsmax says Delta sells 90% of first class seats versus 20% a decade ago. Look for cheap upgrades offered post-booking for cash.
Protecting data from the dark web.
Crucial. Protect your data from dark web. Newsmax puts prices on stolen data. Credit card, $6. PayPal, $100. Crypto wallet, $350. Check for leaks using password manager security sites.
Prevention tips from Newsmax.
Use a password manager for complex, unique logins. Use multi-factor authentication. Authy Google Authenticator recommended. And critically, stop giving unnecessary data. Refuse SSN to non-gov places like dentists. Offer other ID. Use a burner number, burner birth date.
Is home ownership still the American dream?
Home ownership remains a core part of the American dream, according to a Newsmax TPP poll. 68% say yes, but 44% find getting a mortgage very difficult. Biggest barriers, high prices, 51%, high interest rates, 20%.
Medicare surcharges, IRMAA. What's that?
Medicare surcharges, IRMAA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. A surcharge if your income is too high, over $106K single, $212K joint based on May figures Newsmax uses. Avoidance key, plan for income spikes, Roth conversion, house sale with a tax advisor. It's based on income from 2 years prior.
Quick hits on economic business news from Newsmax.
Job vacancies jumped unexpectedly in May. Sign of resilient labor market. Openings high in hospitality, finance. Federal vacancies lowest since May 2020. Trump hiring freeze, Newsmax says.
Roscoe sued.
By Lululemon. Accused of selling lower-priced duplicates, infringing patents.
Hershey changing ingredients.
Hershey dumps food dyes. Removing synthetic dyes by end of 2027. Newsmax links this to RFK Jr., HealthSec, and Marty Morkery, FDA commish, plans to remove dyes over health concerns. ADHD, obesity, diabetes.
It's 23andMe bought back.
Yes. Founder Ann Wojcicki buys 23andMe for 305 meras via her nonprofit after bankruptcy. Newsmax says this ends uncertainty, privacy concerns for 13M customers.
And a disturbing report about drug gangs.
Drug gang tracked FBI informants. Mexican Sinaloa cartel hired hacker to track kill informants. Observed U.S. embassy, identified people, traced calls, used city cameras, chillin'.
Historical perspective on VJ Day.
VJ Day transformed U.S. into global superpower. Newsmax notes it marked end of WWII, return to normalcy, but fundamentally changed U.S. role. Mentions brutal Pacific campaigns, atomic bombs, then the iconic celebration.
Led to the post-war boom.
Yes, the golden age. Pulled U.S. from depression. GI Bill fueled education, homeownership, suburban middle class. But Newsmax also notes it marked the start of the Cold War.
What's the 56 Project?
Newsmax introduces it as educating on the Declaration of Independence, focuses on lesser-known signers, relates themes to modern issues, hemp versus tobacco, uses tech, AI John Adams videos, social media, podcast, interactive kiosks, all leading up to the 250th anniversary, July 4, 2026.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger on loneliness.
Yes, advice on learning to be alone without being lonely. Recounts a widow caller feeling lost after 35 years of marriage. Dr. Laura validates feelings, shares her own shock after husband's death. Key insight highlighted by Newsmax. Big difference between alone and lonely. Recognizing people care, even if not physically present, means you can be alone but not lonely.
Suicide data by state.
Big data. Suicide by state 2023. Grim numbers. Over 49,000 U.S. lives. One every 11 minutes. Highest rates per 100K reported by Newsmax. Montana, Wyoming, Alaska. Lowest, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts.
Immigration stats, visa overstays.
Visa overstays make up almost 40% of illegal U.S. entries. Newsmax reports 510K overstays, 37%, 860K illegal crossings, 63%. Total 1.37M, top countries for crossings. Mexico, Guatemala, Cuba, top for overstays. Mexico, Colombia, Haiti, provides breakdown.
Media consumption shift.
Streaming surpasses broadcast and cable combined for first time. Major shift reported by Newsmax.
And finally, news about Newsmax itself.
Significant developments reported. Newsmax added to Russell 2000, 3000 indexes, NYSE. NMAX, global expansion via partnership with Trump Media, Truth Plus apps. CEO Chris Ruddy thanks Trump Media CEO Devin Nunes.
Banding streaming reach, too.
Dramatically. Newsmax 2, free streaming channel in 100M homes devices. Newsmax highlights audience data. Claims lead over Fox CNN in median income, $128K versus $98 to $6K to $95 to $2K. 21.5 million viewers in May 2025, up 236% YoY.
You board members.
Ambassador Paula Dobryansky, former Labor Sec Alex Acosta, seen as adding valuable perspectives for growth. And the subscription app, Newsmax Plus, now on Comcast devices. Newsmax clearly positioning itself as a growing influential force in conservative media.
Okay, let's look at the global picture through Newsmax's lens. Bill O'Reilly's column on China.
Right, confronting China. O'Reilly emphasizes the relationship affects everyone, recounts being invited to address powerful Chinese figures in Beijing. Why? Newsmax suggests it's due to his analysis and perceived Trump connection, says the Chinese are anxious about a second Trump term.
And what's the Chinese sentiment O'Reilly describes?
Fascinatingly, he tells Newsmax they think Donald Trump is better for China than Joe Biden was. Because Beijing admires strength, apparently saw Biden as weak.
But there's a catch.
A footnote Newsmax adds. This feeling was before the Trump admin announced deportations of some Chinese students. That move was seen as disrespectful.
What are China's priorities in dealing with Trump, according to O'Reilly and Newsmax?
Push for deals. But tariffs aren't top of mind, Taiwan is. He also notes the ideological gap is huge, impossible to bridge. America is capitalist forever. Still, O'Reilly believes cooperation is possible, can make world safer affluent, but requires will itself.
So Newsmax frames it as complex,
right?
Power, economics, ideology, with Taiwan Central.
Exactly. A real flashpoint.
And related to China. Rare earth minerals.
Yeah. China's dangerous mineral monopoly. Newsmax highlights China's stranglehold on components vital for U.S. defense, even impacted a Ford SUV assembly line in Chicago back in May.
Newsmax gives historical context.
Says the U.S. dominated production until the mid-80s, but globalism, environmentalism regulations gave China's state-funded firms an edge. Now, global production doubled in last decade, essential for high-tech. F-35 uses 900 pounds, Destroyer 5,200 pounds.
That Deng Xiaoping quote is telling.
The Middle East has oil, China has rare earth, captures it perfectly. But Newsmax also cites experts like Gordon Chang warning China's economy is shaky, overproduction, vacant housing, demographic issues from one-child policy could face collapse.
Geopolitical implications.
Experts tell Newsmax Chinese leaders might feel they're running out of time to take Taiwan and control shipping lanes, adds urgency.
So what's the Trump administration doing, according to Newsmax?
An April executive order. Ensuring national security and economic resilience through processed critical minerals. Declares rare earths a serious threat. Adam Savitt from America First Policy Institute tells Newsmax it's incredibly important. Aims to free up mining, fund domestic production to break China's cartel. Final report due this fall.
Newsmax mentions Japan's experience.
As a model, China weaponized rare earths against Japan in 2010, causing economic pain. Japan diversified. But the challenge for the U.S., Newsmax notes, is the long lead time, maybe decades, for new mines. Processing existing mine tailings, remining, is one suggested shortcut.
So the takeaway is that China's mineral monopoly is a major security and economic threat driving U.S. policy changes.
That's clearly how Newsmax presents it, yes. A push to rebuild domestic supply chains.
And the Iran bombing. Domestic security implications.
Directly linked in Newsmax's piece, FBI on high alert for homeland terror attacks. Concern heightened after IC raids seized 11 illegal Iranian immigrants post-bombing.
Because many Iranians crossed the border previously.
Newsmax reports an estimated 1,500 apprehended during Biden admin, claims half were released into the U.S., sparks fears of sleeper cells, terror attacks.
Were the arrested Iranians significant?
Newsmax notes among the 11 were an ex-Iranian army sniper, and a terror watchlist suspect, a former IRGC member linked to Hezbollah.
And the attorney general confirmed the threat.
Pambani told Newsmax the FBI is on high alert for plots involving Iranian sleeper agents here. Mentioned past plots targeting U.S. officials, including Trump, after the Soleimani strike in 2020. So Newsmax directly connects the bombing to heightened domestic terror concerns.
Okay, our final piece from Newsmax delves into spirituality and prophecy.
Yes, spirituality. The three great woes. Author Leroy Surface interprets Revelation's trumpets as road markers in Bible prophecy, as presented by Newsmax.
What's his interpretation of the first woe?
He tells Newsmax he previously thought it was 9/11, but now his revised view points to February 11, 1979, the overthrow of the Shah of Iran by Ayatollah Khomeini. That date, he argues, marks the fifth trumpet sounding.
And Khomeini's actions confirmed this, in his view.
Yes, capturing the U.S. embassy, holding hostages. Newsmax notes Surface describes Khomeini's successor, Khamenei, as also driven by hatred for Israel, little Satan, and America, great Satan, links this directly to the current conflict over nukes, Trump's bombing. Quote, Surface, Israel is a one-bomb nation.
What about the second row?
Interpreted by Surface, according to Newsmax, as bringing death to one-third of humanity World War III. He sees this as the next prophetic event. The sixth angel is preparing to sound the trumpet.
He connects this to other prophecies.
To Zechariah's prophecy about nations gathering against Jerusalem to battle, then being destroyed by God. Lists nations from Ezekiel 38, Persia, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, etc. Mostly Muslim nations, he says, that will cover Israel like a cloud before destruction.
And the third, final woe.
Surface tells Newsmax, this is the greatest woe. The return of Jesus Christ to earth, but in wrath as judge. He concludes with a call to repent and trust in Christ. So this section offers a very specific religious framework for interpreting current geopolitical events, especially with Iran, leading towards global conflict and judgment. #altrap.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was quite a deep dive through Newsmax for August 2025. We covered a lot of ground.
We really did. From how Newsmax frames President Trump's major actions, like the Iran bombing and that huge OBBB bill.
Yeah, reshaping policy, international relations, but also showing those internal dynamics within his base, the loyalty and the splits they highlight.
And then delving into all those societal issues, Newsmax covers property rights, school debates, the complexities around identity politics, public views on the Supreme Court.
Plus all the health insights, microplastic scary stuff, but also vitamins, sleep advice, practical things too.
So thinking about all this, what really stands out to you from this month's Newsmax? It's so clear, isn't it? Whether it's global politics or personal health, the lens matters. The information we get and how it's presented really shapes how we understand things.
Absolutely. And it leads to that final thought, perhaps. Given these detailed, often very specific viewpoints you find in a publication like Newsmax, how might these different truths or interpretations they present, how might they not just reflect the divisions and coalitions we see, but actually actively shape them, especially as we look ahead to important election cycles? Something to really think about.
Definitely something to mull over. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.